This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Lori May writes across the genres in fiction, poetry, and nonfiction. She also edits, teaches, and travels across the country as a guest speaker. A native of Canada, now living in the Pacific Northwest, May still has a soft spot for Detroit, where she lived before. May's newest book is The Right Crowd: Literary Citizenship and the Writing Life. That's WRITE crowd. And today I'm talking with her about what it means to be a literary citizen of one's community and why we should be literary citizens, whether we are writers or just readers.
You know, it's the term that's kind of got a buzzword right now for it, but literary citizenship goes back decades and frankly centuries to Walt Whitman and probably before that. But literary citizenship is how writers and readers engage in the community with others, not just among readers and writers, but to the betterment of our entire communities, and being involved with not-for-profit organizations, local events, and essentially at the end of the day, really, it does come down to helping out writers and other literary advocates support the ecosystem of the literary world.
Now, the idea of literary citizenship is hardly new. You write in your book about the people's poet, Walt Whitman, and Ralph Waldo Emerson, and how they've addressed the concept of literary community. So, if I understand the book correctly, what you're saying is not only does the writer do better when becoming a part of the literary community, but beyond that, has a responsibility to the literary community.
I certainly believe that. I reference Walt Whitman because in Poets to Come from Leaves of Grass, the poem speaks to the writers and the voices that come after him, because we're all here for our limited time on Earth. And we have, our creative process and what we put into the world while we're here. But there is something about leaving a legacy with your work behind. But also, I believe, as far as the community goes, and what I really believe that Whitman was saying, was we have a responsibility to foster and nurture the next generation of readers, of writers. And a way to do that as a present-day writer is to put some effort into supporting the community and, helping things get off the ground, but then also mentoring other writers, and whether they're young writers, emerging writers across the genres, being there to support, mentor, and help others out, you leave something in the community outside of your own writing.
And what if you're not a writer, you're just a reader, maybe a book addict? Do you have a role, or should you be a literary citizen in your community as well?
Yes, absolutely. And I would argue that readers are the best literary citizens in waiting, because that's exactly where word of mouth about books and authors and articles and all the different short forms of work get shared. People see something that interests them and strikes them for whatever reason. If they're excited about a piece of writing, they share it. They share it with their coworkers, with their family, with their friends. And I think that's a highly valuable component of the writing community. And it's not something that, you have to force. If you love literature, chances are you're already a literary citizenship advocate and talking about books and getting people connected. But outside of the word of mouth, readers have an incredible opportunity to connect with writers, with their communities, by helping out at local events. Maybe that's a reading series or a book group at a public library or at a senior center, at a youth group. Anything that a writer can do for literary citizenship, a reader absolutely can as well.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm talking with Lori May, author of The Right Crowd: Literary Citizenship and the Writing Life. May advocates in her book for community members, writers as well as readers, to be active literary citizens. May also speaks about the importance of the independent bookseller at the very center of a healthy literary community.
I love the independent booksellers. And the one thing that's wonderful about the internet and having access to things across the country is that even if you don't have an independent bookseller in your, 50-mile radius, you can certainly still support independent bookstores by going to their websites. Most offer, shipping across the country, some across the world. And so you can still do indie shopping as a consumer. On their end, I think indie booksellers are one of the strongest components to the literary world in that they are very interested in hosting writers' events, in connecting readers with writers, in helping see new writers develop their careers and to support the community in so many different ways, even outside of literature. So they are highly valuable, and I encourage everyone to support the indies, especially, the ones that have the bricks and mortar. We want to see them. They are so much a part of our culture and of our literary history that we need them, and we need them to be strong.
In Kalamazoo, we have a very strong academic presence, colleges and universities. How does academia participate, other than the obvious of teaching writers how to write?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many wonderful activities that are examples that are already happening. When you look at different writing programs within academic institutions that host public readings or public workshops that where anyone from the community can come to hear a writer read from their new work. University of Michigan has a great series where they have regular readings that are open to the public, but then they also have a couple throughout the year of day-long, seminars and workshops for readers, writers, publishing that they open the door to. And so I think that's a really valuable thing for academia to consider of how can we, outside of our academic institution and outside of the syllabus, what can we do to engage the public, to engage readers, and to add something to our community? There's examples of that all over the country, absolutely. But University of Michigan has a really strong program going.
You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been talking with Lori May, the author of The Right Crowd, Literary Citizenship and the Writing Life. I'm Zinta Astars. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.